KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 7 degrees above zero here in Atlantic. And with our winds kicking up out of the northwest at 19 up to 28 miles per hour, that gives us a wind chill right now of about 16 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol is investigating a crash Wednesday evening which claimed the life of a Southwest Iowa man in Mills County. Authorities say 62-year-old Randall Jones of Henderson died at the scene of the crash on Highway 34, about 2 miles east of Malvern, at around 5 p.m. Wednesday. Jones was driving a 2003 Buick LeSabre east on 34 when his car collided near the center line of the road with a westbound Ford pickup driven by 40-year-old Augustin Argueta of Omaha. Argueta and two passengers in his truck, 21-year-old Hector Jimenez and 28-year-old Ruben Antonio Sosa Alvarez, both of whom are from Omaha, were transported to Creighton University Medical Center. Argueta and Jimenez were taken to the hospital by Malvern Rescue, while Alvarez was transported by Glenwood Rescue. Jimenez was the only one of the accident victims who was not wearing a seatbelt. News time is 7:08. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. An eastbound semi went out of control on an icy Interstate 80 Wednesday evening here in Cass County and struck a westbound pickup and another semi. The driver of the pickup was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the accident happened about a mile and a half east of the exit to Highway 71 at around 6:15 p.m. A semi driven by 36-year-old Sarah Anderson of Ham Lake, Minnesota, and a Dodge pickup driven by 21-year-old Richard Franks Jr. of Knox, Indiana, were traveling westbound in the slow lane of I-80 when 28-year-old Ryan Kesey of Hamburg lost control of the semi he was driving due to the high winds and icy road conditions. The Peterbilt went through the median before colliding with a Volvo semi driven by Anderson and Frank Jr.'s pickup. All three vehicles came to rest on the interstate, blocking traffic for about 2 hours. Richard Franks Jr. was brought to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Neither of the semi drivers was injured. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested just after 3 a.m. today on a charge of public intoxication. 57-year-old James Donald Ullman Sr. of Red Oak was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Police in Council Bluffs arrested one person in connection with the robbery of a pharmacy Wednesday morning. 30-year-old Donald A. White of Council Bluffs faces charges which include robbery in the first degree and theft in the second degree. Employees of the Union Pharmacy on West Broadway detained the suspect until police could arrive and take him into custody. White is also suspected of committing a robbery at the CVS Pharmacy on West Washington Street in Council Bluffs last Sunday evening. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Wednesday that a Harlan man was killed Tuesday evening after falling from a tree stand while hunting deer in Monona County. 21-year-old Corey Custer was coming out of his tree stand at around 7 p.m. Tuesday when he fell about 25 feet while bow hunting for a deer southeast of Onawa. Custer suffered head injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Two members of a high school wrestling team in southwest Iowa were arrested Tuesday on sexual abuse charges. The arrests followed an investigation that started last week after a parent of a Nottoway Valley wrestler reported her son was the possible victim of an assault in the high school's wrestling room in mid-December. Police then learned two of the other potential victims. The investigators say the assaults were sexual in nature and were directly related to some type of punishment toward the victims. 18-year-old Michael Fike and an unnamed 17-year-old juvenile are now charged with second-degree sexual abuse. Fike was released from custody after posting a $25,000 bond. The juvenile was being held in a juvenile detention facility. Both teens have been removed from the wrestling team, but there's no word if they're still students at the Nottoway Valley High School. News time is 7:12. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Gladys Hansen, age 89, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gladys Hansen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dennis Armstrong, age 46, of Harlan, died January 4th at his home. Memorial services for Dennis Armstrong will be this afternoon at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Maisie Rice, age 93, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Maisie Rice will be today at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Diane Zapf, age 75, of Panora, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Diane Zapf will be on Friday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Arlene Reapy of Griswold died Thursday, January 5th, at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Reapy will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Frank Clark, age 64, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Clark will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Edward Kotsky, age 85, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Kotsky will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Bob Swanson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Bob Swanson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Larry Torrey, age 75, of Council Bluffs, died Sunday. Funeral services for Larry Torrey will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Wanda Cook, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wanda Cook will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Leanna Jensen, age 104, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Leanna Jensen will be held this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Ewalt, age 84, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Ewalt are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And James Lewis, age 54, of Atlantic, died Saturday. There are no services planned for James Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.